Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura on a Friday heading into Father's Day weekend. Are you ready? I certainly hope you are. I kind of went off on a rant yesterday. Imagine that. I'm not known for that. Yeah, I am. Anyway, and the things that we want for Father's Day shouldn't be, I don't know, stereotypical, like power tools and stuff like that. Sometimes all you want is a visit from your kid.
And now, Father's Day tips from the elderly.
Thank you.
What Dad really wants for Father's Day doesn't cost a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Unless, of course, you're in Thailand.
That was a Father's Day tip from the elderly.
Thank you very much. I think my ex likes to go to Thailand. It's my kids that I just need to see. You know what I mean? I got one in Pittsburgh, one in Philadelphia, and one in Los Angeles. Pretty good chance I won't see the kid in L.A., but the other two, it would be nice. Here's what we are going to do for Father's Day, though. Are you ready? The number one gift is a greeting card. Can you still buy them? Or do you download them and print them at home? I don't know. A Father's Day card, number one. Number two is a special outing like, you know, dinner at a restaurant. Number three is clothing. Please, Dad always needs a new shirt, okay? Because he's been wearing the same one for 20 years. Do it. Number four is a gift card. If you know what Dad likes, yeah, buy him the gift card for that place. He can go buy what he wants. Number five, a book or a CD. Number six, personal care items. Here, Dad, here's some Old Spice deodorant. Hint, hint. Personal care. Whatever. Number seven is electronics. I would not mind that. Number eight, tools or appliances. This was my rant yesterday. Don't get me any power tools. I had a whole garage full of them at one time. They disappeared, and I was okay with it because I didn't know how to use them. Number nine, home improvement or gardening supplies. No, that falls under number eight. I'm not into improving homes, and I'm not into gardening. Finally, number 10, sporting goods. There it is. Do I have to make it so obvious? I need a new set of golf clubs. Thanks, kids. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX, with some late night TV.
First of all, I want to say congrats to the St. Louis Blues who won the Stanley Cup.
Everybody in St. Louis went nuts. They got drunk. They flipped over the arch. It was unbelievable. That's right. The Blues beat the Boston Bruins in Game 7. It was tough for people in Boston. We're like, we might not win another championship for 3 to 4 months.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Laura is in Bermuda with the 94KX cruise. We'll check with her later on this morning. All right, let's get this out of the way right now, Matt, because there are some sports fans who actually care.
That's it. There's a new NBA champion, and it's a team from Toronto, Canada. We the North. Yeah. We the champions.
Yeah, I know.
The Raptors, the 2019 NBA champs.
Great. Now, Drake, you can sit down and shut up. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, did you notice how nicely he treated his fans last night? He's all nice and comfortable on a stupid couch and their stupid Jurassic World thing. But yet everybody else, the nice fans who probably paid money to get in, are standing there in the rain probably because it seems to always rain in Toronto.
Yeah. Drake, go do your nay-nay somewhere else.
Take
your nay-nay home. Go love your mama and
sit
your
sit out and shut up is what I say.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
News is next. Hey, no, wait. Let's talk about the real sporting event that will stop the world today, or at least our local world, and that's Selin's Grove playing in the state championship.
Exactly.
I mean, how many people you think are playing hooky from work this afternoon?
I'd say a lot, and there's probably a lot of students playing hooky from school. Although, I did see, though, that the school might be having a fan bus if they got a lot of people going. So hopefully they got enough so everyone can go and watch the game and cheer on their classmates. Speaking from experience, because I actually played a district championship game at Coca-Cola Park where the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs play. So playing in a ballpark like that at Midler Field, Librado Park, where the Spikes play. Yeah, that's going to be a really great experience for the kids today.
Hey, right around 1 o'clock on our sister station, Eagle 107, game time around 1:30. You'll get to hear it, whether it's in your earbuds, on the app, on a radio, at work, at home, in the car. Just do it. Hey, caller 9 on the Ford Fun Line all summer long. 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
We have another winner.
Woo! 94KX, this is caller 9 on the Ford Fun Line.
Yes!
Yeah, who's this?
My name is Caitlin.
Hi, Caitlin. Where are you calling from?
Mifflinburg.
Is that where you live?
It is.
All right. You got some kids? You want to go to Knoebels?
I do. This is awesome.
All right. Well, we got instantly for you. We've got you a book of ride tickets for Knoebel, so you could spend those temporarily. And then we wait for the official first day of summer when we award the ultimate Knoebel summer prize pack. That's a family four-pack of hand stamps, four passes to the Crystal Pool, four passes for mini golf, and four passes to the new and improved Laser Command.
Oh, that would be wonderful. Thank you so much.
And you're welcome, my dear. Tom and Laura in the morning with Khalid, 94KX. News coming up next, sports and AccuWeather, Father's Day weekend. You know, some of us don't understand the true meaning of Father's Day. So, Matt, could you get the lights? We got one of those old school instructional films.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks, buddy.
It's Father's Day weekend, and here comes Dad.
Hey, there he is.
Driving up in his Galaxy 500.
Looks like my dad.
He wants a dry gin martini in his hand the second he walks in the door.
No, that's not my dad. No.
Even though he's a couple of hours late. Hours late. Because he had an important business meeting with his secretary.
No,
at the Boom
no.
Boom Room.
No.
Dad's in an extra good mood and gives Mom a pat on the ass.
What is this?
His son, Skippy.
That's not
he
me.
Made a Father's Day gift in art class.
Aww.
Give Dad a ceramic ashtray.
A what?
Uh-oh. Mom saw the lipstick stain on Dad's work shirt.
What is this?
Looks like Dad is going to be spending Father's Day weekend on the couch.
Shut it off.
That escalated quickly.
It was like one of them 1960s films. I thought we were going to learn something.
I thought so, too.
Okay, Wendy, there you go. Catherine sends this to you, her crazy coworker.
Wow.
Getting all wild on a Friday, Flashback Friday. And a text request on the line. Laura Live, speaking of a wild time, our very own Laura Good from Tom and Laura in the Morning, and a special correspondent with her live in Bermuda this morning, her very own husband, Keith. Good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
Hey.
Good morning, Matt.
Hey.
Hey, it's our last day on the island, and guess what? We survived. Totally drove on the wrong side of the road with scooters all day yesterday, and we literally went from tip to tip.
Well,
we went all the way around the fish hook that is Bermuda, and only drove in twice in the wrong lane, so
what?
I call that a win. I only saw my life flash before my eyes, like, twice. Keith and I were supposed to share a scooter. We did not.
He's too big.
It took me a little longer to pick it up, but eventually I persevered.
Here's the thing. Keitho is with me, and he tried so hard. He's just so tall.
Yeah, he's a big boy.
Yeah, they're not really built for taller guys.
They're not built for tall people. But this morning, we're going to go and see the famous Horseshoe Bay, where the pink sand is, on our scooters, because now we're both basically experts.
Oh, really?
But then we will pick up the anchor and leave Bermuda at 4 p.m., so 3 p.m. your time,
okay.
And we will be headed back north to New York. It's been an awesome trip so far.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll get some more beach time in, quick shopping, and make sure we cover all the people that are watching the animals and helping us out, get them some thank you gifts.
Right?
Yeah, and I mean, I might have an idea or two for a Try It Tuesday. There's some island-specific beverages and desserts
that's
I'm
going
to be bringing back for you guys. All right, I can't wait to see you both on Monday. Hopefully you're having a great Friday. Talk to you soon.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye-bye, guys. See ya. Wow. It's great to have them checking in with us every morning. Well, and she did say island beverages or island desserts for Try It Tuesday next week. That sounds good. Anything would be better than yak cheese. Mike claims his son has been playing this song continuously since the Blues won the NHL championship. Could this be some inspiration for the Selins Grove Seals high school baseball team, too? Here he comes. There you go, Mike, for your son. And congratulations on the St. Louis Blues. What a great story. You know, I've got a soft spot in my heart for autism. And if his 8-year-old wants to play, we are the champions 10 times a day because his hockey team won the championship. Let him go. Speaking of champions, the Selins Grove Seals playing this afternoon on our sister station, Eagle 107, your exclusive place for the game, the state championship baseball game from State College. Movie Mike's in the house. You went to Selins Grove.
I did. I am a Selins Grove High School graduate.
What year?
1986.
So you realize the kids who are playing in the game weren't even born yet.
Yeah, well, that's a depressing thought, but yeah.
You okay with it?
Yeah, you know what? I don't feel my age. I mean, I don't think I'm that old, but...
Neither do I.
I don't feel even remotely close to being 51. So.
And I don't even act my age, do you?
No, absolutely not. And my wife will tell you
What's
that.
What's new in theaters this weekend?
It's like going to be easy.
Here's Movie Mike with the new movie rundown on 94KX.
Sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg, now showing The White Crow. For Showtimes and other information, please visit their website, campustheater.org. Three big movies opening today. We'll kick it off with Men in Black International. The Men in Black have always protected the Earth from the scum of the universe. In this new adventure, they tackled their biggest threat to date, a double agent within the Men in Black organization.
Oh, no.
Yes. And, you know, this would be a good time to have Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones come and fight that, but they're not involved in this movie.
I know, but so, is somebody's kid in it? I don't even know. Who's the girl? Is that little Will Smith?
No, she's not. No. Okay. Actually, I really like this cast. It's Chris Hemsworth and Tessa Thompson. She's one of the brightest young actresses around, but they're both Marvel graduates. He's Thor, and she plays Valkyrie in Thor Ragnarok. So, so this is kind of like the MCU invading the MIB.
Okay, if you will.
Yeah.
All right.
So Men in Black International opens today. Also coming out today is Shaft. John Shaft Jr., a cybersecurity expert with a degree from MIT, enlists his family's help to uncover the truth behind his best friend's untimely death. Mm. Now, Samuel L. Jackson plays Shaft in this. This is a sequel to the other Shaft movie that he starred in back in 2000. They waited like 19 years to make a sequel, which, of course, was a sequel slash reboot of the famous blaxploitation movie Shaft.
From what,
1970 something.
Whatever.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So Shaft continuing, just these big long gaps in between sequels.
Yeah, I'll say.
And finally, we have late night talk show host Emma Thompson suspects that she may soon lose her long running show. New writer Mindy Kaling just might be the key to saving it. This movie opened in 4 theaters last weekend and has really great reviews and buzz on it. So late night. Opening nationwide today.
All right. What do we have on review in about 30 minutes?
I will review Dark Phoenix.
Ah, all right. Stand by. Thanks, Mike.
Yep.
94KX Flashback Friday. Love me some Karen White from the 90s. On the Ford Fun Line. Come on now. You got to be honest. Your kid's going to make you a Father's Day present or buy you something?
I don't know. We're probably just going to go. I might go to take him to Knoebels and take him out for dinner or something.
There you go. You know what? My kids took me to Knoebels once for Father's Day when they were all little. And they claimed they were doing it for me so I could ride the roller coasters. But, you know, I think they were in it for a little bit of fun for themselves, too.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that, though.
What?
Nothing wrong
with
that.
Happy Father's Day to you as well, sir.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
You too, buddy.
Bye. Love hearing from you guys on the Ford Fun Line on a Flashback Friday. There you go, Lisa. Your text request. Dr. Feelgood, the Motley Crue, on a Flashback Friday. Birthday buddy time, we usually check the musical birthday buddies. Only one musical star celebrating a birthday today. Boy George is 58 years old today. Do you really want to birthday cake me? Do you really want to make me cry? Okay, there you go. That's it. Joining us for birthday buddies today is our sports voice. So we have a guest birthday buddy announcer.
In other words, you were desperate. So
no, no, no.
You just went with whatever was there.
We went through your agent on this. Trust me. Okay. Kevin Herr will be calling the game today with Selinsgrove and Outen State College. You got to figure for these high school kids, this is going to be quite a thrill stepping on the field where the Spikes and Penn State play.
You know, this is one of the premier minor league stadiums in the country.
Yes.
Built in 06. I think it holds a little over 5,000. Now, I don't think you're going to have a sellout, but just seeing that type of stadium and being able to play there. And a lot of these kids are sophomores and freshmen. So
Young team for Selinsgrove.
That's the thing that always makes you think that this is their biggest moment by far, and they still have a couple of years left.
The excitement, the excitement that's in the air all over Central PA. The game's on Eagle 107, our sister station. What about 115?
Oh, 115 is airtime. First pitch scheduled for 1:30. They're calling for a couple of showers early, but they should be cleared out by noon. So we're hoping that everything dries out. We'll have the field covered, and we'll be good to go.
All right. Sports guy Kevin Herr going to give the birthday buddy shot for us, but he's not going to do it like Tom and Laura do it. He's going to do it like it's a long fly ball. Ready? It's time for Tom and Laura's
birthday buddy.
Is that like home run?
Oh, well, I haven't found the home run call yet, you know?
You better find one today.
Hey. Oh, so you want to hurt their putters.
That's the way we'll wrap it all up, right, too. Hey, happy birthday to Lindsay Beidelspaugh from Northumberland. She's 37.
Bernice Martin from Cole Township is 49.
I like that. You're doing it like a starting lineup. I like that. Michael Haas from Sealands Grove is 58.
I don't know another way. So.
Keep going. I love it.
Sherry Lamont from Sealands Grove is 50.
Now batting, Natasha Bowman from Higgins is 36.
The cleanup hitter, Dave War of Cole Township, is 57.
I love this. Nicholas Young from Mount Pleasant Mills is 24 today.
Ellen Lavero of Sunbury hitting 50 today.
Patty Brook is 50 as well.
Eric Anderson stealing his 41st base today.
Veronica Weichel from Snydertown is 59.
Jared Cole with a double off the wall, his 41st of the season.
Wendy Sowers from Mifflinburg is 57.
And John Appleman is 70.
And a happy birthday to Maddie Hackenberg. She's 19 today. Everybody's got a birthday. You could phone it in on the Ford Fun Line, 1-800-326-94KX. Of course, you can use social media, but the best way to get them on is through the 94KX text club. Ready for the home run call? Every day at this time, it's Tom and Laura's
birthday party.
94KX. Boy, I haven't heard that song in about 30 years. That's what Flashback Friday is all about. News is coming up next. A check on sports and AccuWeather for the weekend and more of your requests as well. Movie Mike is back. Are you ready?
I am ready, but are you ready?
No, I am ready. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Right. I was born ready.
All right.
Before you get your ticket and your popcorn, see what Movie Mike has to say. Here's this week's Movie Mike film review on 94KX.
Hold on a second, I'm not ready. Okay, now I'm ready.
I told you to get ready.
Now I'm ready. Sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg, now showing The White Crow. For showtimes and other information, please visit their website, campustheater.org. Dark Phoenix is supposedly the last X-Men movie for a while, and I think this is a perfect opportunity for the franchise to take a break. Sophie Turner once again plays Jean Grey. While trying to rescue the space shuttle crew, she absorbs what appears to be a solar flare. Instead of killing her, it actually makes her stronger and, unfortunately, less able to control her anger. After discovering that James McAvoy's Professor X has hidden a secret from her since childhood, she goes off the deep end. You know that saying, hell hath no fury like a woman scorned?
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah, well, hell really hath no fury like a mutant woman who's been betrayed by a bald British guy in a wheelchair who runs his own school.
Oh, good.
If Dark Phoenix had been released shortly after the first X-Men movie back in 2000, it probably would have seemed awesome. The official Marvel Cinematic Universe, with rich plotting and characterization developed over the course of more than 20 installments, makes it feel somewhat outdated, though. Everything here has been done before and done better. The story is kind of muddled, the villain, played by Jessica Chastain, is underdeveloped, and the action scenes are just okay. On the plus side, Turner and McAvoy are good, making the battle between their characters fairly interesting. Dark Phoenix isn't terrible, it just pales in comparison to many other recent superhero flicks. But hey, at least it's a step up from X-Men Apocalypse. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 2.5 Wolverines.
2.5 Wolverines?
Yeah, you know, it's okay, but the Marvel Cinematic Universe, those official movies, have just advanced what superhero movies are, and this feels so old-fashioned. It feels like it should have come out in 2002, so I'm kind of on the fence on that. I also saw The Secret Life of Pets 2 this week, which I thought was very funny, good for the family. My whole family liked it. Well, 3/4 of us liked it. The other fourth had to stay with Grandma. But
yeah, he's too young.
too young
to be a young movie critic.
Right.
Well, enjoy your weekend.
Yeah, thanks.
And thanks for the review. And I'm thinking to myself, how many guys are driving to work right now thinking, maybe my significant other absorbed a solar flare?
They may be thinking that, yeah.
Big Caller 9 right now on the Ford Fun Line, and you win tickets to see the rival sons at the Bloom Fair.
We have another winner.
94KX, hi, who's on the Ford Fun Line?
Andrea.
Hi, Andrea. You're on the way to the Bloom Fair to see the rock band Rival Sons.
Good.
Yeah,
thank you.
The show's actually September 20th, so you've got plenty of time to enjoy it. You're also on the way inside the fairgrounds, which will get you in the gate. Enjoy the fair, and then enjoy the show, all right?
Yeah, sounds great. Thanks.
94KX and a Flashback Friday. What year was that, he asked? I said 1973. That's right. Stevie Wonder and Superstition. Athletes are very superstitious. We see weird stuff in pro sports all the time, but trust me, when it gets down to the high school level, they are superstitious as well. How many Sealands Grove Seals do you think today are eating the exact same lunch they ate when they beat Hamburger? Maybe it was a hamburger lunch. I don't know.
That's a good question. I wonder if anybody will hop over the foul line.
Yes.
You remember there were a couple
don't
of pitchers
step on
that
the chalk.
Never step on the chalk of the foul line when you're going to the mound.
Yeah, and there are so many, like the food you eat, the shirt you wear under your jersey. I mean, I am a very superstitious person. I even did that as a coach. One time one of my players says, "Coach, you really need a new pair of cargo shorts." I was like, what? He said, "My," and I had a
were lucky, they ripped in the wrong spot? What?
I guess. I don't know. And I had a lucky cap, a lucky baseball hat that I wore when I coached, and it just got faded and disgusting looking there. Like, "Coach, we're going to chip in and buy you a new hat." "No, no, no. We'll lose the championship." You know, it's just weird. But anyway.
I never step on the seam as you walk into the booth. It's bad karma.
Bad karma in a broadcasting booth. Kevin Herr will be broadcasting the Sealands Grove Seals game this afternoon, 1:15 on Eagle 107, 1:30 game time from, let's see if I say this right, Lebrano Park, which is also Mendler Field at Lebrano Park at Penn State.
Right. Which is technically, I think, on the University Park side, but, you know,
it's okay.
Semantics.
But this is the baseball field where the State College Spikes play and also Penn State. So it's going to be an exciting time for people from Sealands Grove and all over the area. No matter who you talk to this week, they're talking about, Sealands Grove. You could be a Shikellamy kid. Sealands Grove. And as Mark Lawrence said, come August, they'll go back to hating each other.
Yeah, you can do that then. Now when you're in the playoffs, everybody pulls for everybody locally. And then, you know, when it's regular season, then things change.
That's a great feeling.
I would suggest, though, Tom, if you are leaving, you might want to leave and give yourself time to get out there, especially on, 45, because Bald Eagle area is in the softball championship.
Oh, okay.
And, of course, they're out of Wingate and Milesburg and things like that. So there's going to be, and they're at the same time on the softball field.
Oh, my goodness.
So it is going to be a very busy day in State College today.
Great traffic tip. See, he's not just the sports call guy. He's the traffic reporter, too.
Yeah, right now, we're looking at...
Oh, that hurt. Anyway, I don't know how this ties into Jimmy Fallon, but if you're a dad and your kid is on the baseball team today, give him some inspiration because it is Father's Day weekend, and these are some of the things, just some of the things, that we learned from dad.
Well, I thought I'd share some of my favorite dad quotes from you guys. This one's from at Miranda Villay. She says, "One time my dad asked us how he can post something for sale on Doug's Corner." He meant Craigslist.
I put the bike up on Doug's Corner. Yeah.
Who's Doug?
Doug's Corner.
I can dig it.
This one's from Doey Decathlon. He says, after a meal at a restaurant, if we had leftovers, when the waitress came over and said, "Do you want a box for that?" my dad would be like, "No, but I'll arm wrestle you for it."
Something my dad would say.
I've heard that before.
That's great. That's a good one. I'm going to use that.
I know. This one's from at Heather Rue. She says, when my dad got his first smartphone, "Hey, Heather, when does the App Store open?"
Pretty much 24/7, Dad.
This one's from at Sweaty Betty.
Oh,
he says, "My dad once told me your mother is a nice lady, but every once in a while, Satan takes a little vacation in her body."
True that.
Every once in a while.
Satan takes a little vacation in her body.
Yeah. Once a month, maybe. I don't know.
This one's from at Alexandra22. She says, "This morning, my dad forgot the name for everything bagels and asked me if I wanted an all-inclusive bagel."
That's politically correct. Come on.
This last one's from at Suburgatory M. She says, when my now husband asked my dad for permission to marry me, my dad said, "Maybe give it a couple years and see if it's still like it."
There you have it. Those are tonight's show. Happy Father's Day. Flashback Friday with Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Featuring some late-night TV flashing back to last night.
A Florida man has reportedly seen Avengers Endgame 114 times. Said theater staff, "Oh, wait, never mind. He's just dead."
94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning, Flashback Friday. Laura's in Bermuda. She's on her way back, and she'll be returning home this weekend and back on the show on Monday. But it's been great her checking in with us throughout the week. And if you missed it earlier this morning, check it out on our podcast later. Laura actually had her husband as a guest this morning on the report from Bermuda. He was hilarious. He was absolutely hilarious. You know, they say for everybody, there's a better half. You know, that kind of thing. Yeah, Keith is the man. Let's just say that. And your dad. How about your dad? He's the man. This weekend, if you are lucky enough to have your dad with you, I mean with you as in on this planet, call him, visit him, spend some time with him, okay? My dad's gone now for 6 years, and I miss him. I think of him every day. He was a true inspiration. This morning, I'm reading an article on the five things, practical things, we learned from our dad. Number one was how to slam a door. Who just slammed that door? No, that's not it. Number one is how to cook on the grill. Dad teaches kids how to use the grill. They grow up to use the grill. Number two, how to put up a tent. That's funny. My dad was terrible at that. I had to become a Boy Scout to learn how to put up a tent. We lived in the city. We didn't need a tent. Anyway, number three, how to tie a necktie. Boom. My dad taught me the old Windsor knot. I went to Catholic school. You had to wear a tie every day. So there you have it. Number four, how to hang a picture to make sure it's level. I don't remember my dad teaching me that at all. I do remember when the old laser level guide came out. He was all tripped out on that because before that you had to use the one with the little glass tube and the bubble and all that. Yeah, forget about it. Number five, how to build a fire. Now that depends. We had a coal furnace when I was a kid. You worship that thing. You never let that fire go out, son. Okay, Dad. There you go. Now, the article goes on to further say that depending on where you are you a baby boomer or are you a millennial? Some things are slipping off of this list, which is very sad. All right? And here are some of them. How to change a flat tire. Millennial dads, like 63%. Baby boomer dads, 79%. If your dad didn't teach you how to change a flat tire, man, you missed the boat. That's all I'm saying. Matt, can you change a flat tire?
Actually, probably not.
There it is. 21-year-old intern Jordan, could you change a flat tire?
I feel like I could if I had to walk through it.
That's not convincing.
My stepdad definitely knows how to. He wants to teach my sister and I.
He better. Because these are the things that have slipped away over the course of one generation. All right, 54% of millennial dads know how to reset a tripped circuit breaker. 85% of baby boomer dads know how to do that. See how this stuff is missing in our lives.
Yeah, my dad wasn't totally a handy person, so a lot of the stuff that you're talking about now, I'm kind of learning on the fly from my father-in-law.
There you go.
See, my wife can probably do some of these things, but I can't, which is pretty sad.
It is. But he's honest. He's being honest. All right, here's something I did last night for a friend because she didn't know how to do it. Jump start a battery. Poof. Yeah. Right now, only 63% of us know how to do it, as opposed to 86%.
That I actually did know.
There you go. Good.
Yeah.
How about unclogging a sink?
Yes, because I just learned that from my father-in-law. Kid you not.
I just used
How do you learn that? You just buy a bottle of liquid Drano and whatever.
Well, that's exactly what I was just thinking. You just did Drano.
Well, there's another art to it that I learned.
Oh, okay.
Doing a little extra digging.
All right. So if you're the best dad, you have the high percentages. If your percentages are a little low, teach your kids this weekend, all right? Wrapping up Flashback Friday, 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. We wrap it up with a song that I used to sing lead vocals on in my college band.
You were just singing them right now.
Yeah,
not bad.
Oh, man. Paul Carrick was the lead vocalist there in a band called Squeeze. And I was in a band in college to make extra money.
I would have loved to see videos of this. Someone needs to dig it up and send it to us.
I think it was long before the smartphone.
Probably.
There's no video. There's no. Nothing.
I want to just see you rocking out in the mullet.
Well, that was pre-mullet, too.
That was
back when your hair was just long everywhere.
All right.
And
gotcha.
This Andy Warhol gig I got on my head, it was sticking up all over the place, and I had a purple streak in there.
Ooh, fancy.
Oh, you like that, intern Jordan?
I do. That's cool.
All right. Hard to believe now. Years later, I stand here. I'm somebody's dad. It's kind of scary.
You're three people's dad.
Exactly. So enjoy your Father's Day. If you are a dad, try to spend some time with your dad. Big Daddy Sean Carey's on the way next.
That's right. And happy early Father's Day to you, my friend.
Thank you. And Laura will be back on Monday. Have a great weekend. Enjoy Flag Day. See you Monday.